Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Real Business Owners Podcast. This is episode 102. You guys, Trevor, as you know, he jumped in, did a solo podcast as I was out of town last week. We just weren't able to find time to jump on and do an episode together. And so since I got back in town and we needed to get some more podcasts in the pipe, he said, "Hey man, I want you to do a solo one." That was actually kind of difficult. He kind of pointed out the fact that we lean on each other a lot and in our podcast episodes. And so, you know, it's kind of interesting that he's like, "Man, you need to do a solo podcast." You know, it just kind of pushes you a little bit to get uncomfortable. And as you guys know, we talk about that in the podcast a lot. And man, I mean, that's just one of the cool things about our partnership, man, is we're always looking for areas that not only push ourselves and improve ourselves, but looking for ways to push each other as well. And so anyway, he kind of dropped that bomb on me just here a couple days ago. So I put a little thought into what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. And what I came up with was that I want to talk to you guys a little bit about the power of creating more self-awareness. You know, I know I've talked about that a lot in different episodes in the past in our podcast. And, you know, I want to go in a little more deep on that. I want to get a little more real with you guys on that. And really, I want to help understand for some of you out there, help you understand what self-awareness is, why we need more of it, and how it can benefit us in our lives and in our business. And you guys, self-awareness is really the ability to see ourselves, you know, more clearly, understand who we are, how others see us, and how we fit into this world. And at the end of the day, having a heightened level of self-awareness, it gives us power. And studies show that there's been a lot of studies done on self-awareness. And what it shows is that people that actually have it, they have more fulfilled lives. They have stronger relationships. They're more creative people. They're more confident people. They're better communicators. They're better leaders. They're more profitable in their businesses as business owners. And so I feel like talking about this is definitely worthwhile. I think it's something that we should all really look within and try to develop more heightened self-awareness. And I can speak from experience, you guys, that I feel like the level of awareness that I've created in myself has helped me level up in my business, but also in my life, in my relationships. And a lot of that is from my past experiences. I mean, as you guys know, if you've listened to a lot of our past episodes, that I was a mess in my early days of being a salesman and an entrepreneur. I lost my family, my marriage. I had to fight for my children to have, you know, 50% custody. I tried to keep my marriage together. I tried to, you know, make some changes and it just wasn't working out. And I remember my ex-wife, you know, pushing me to try and get into therapy with her. And I know a lot of you realize, or a lot of you guys know, that in my previous episodes, I've talked a lot about the therapy and how much it's helped me, because it's something that I was committed to. It wasn't just something I was interested in. It was something I was committed to because I wanted to actually be a person of happiness. I wanted to be a person that had happiness in my life. I wanted to be a person that people wanted to be around. I didn't want to repel people from my life anymore. And it was hard for me. It was hard for me to actually take that step and accept that I did need some help. You know, and a lot of people, they get pushed by their significant other, their spouses, or whatever it may be. Maybe a parent, a loved one that says, "Hey, maybe you should go get therapy." I had the exact same mindset that most people have. And that was like, I'm not going to pay someone else to kind of help me figure out my problems. I'm not going to have someone else tell me how I should live my life. You know, those are the things that I went through. I remember telling those things to my ex-wife. But the funny thing is we went into therapy. I accepted. I realized we were at a point that it was make it or break it, and we had to do something to see if we could keep this whole thing together. You know what? After going through months and months and months of therapy with my ex-wife, we came to the conclusion that we weren't going to be together. It just wasn't going to work. We had a toxic relationship. We both had a lot of work to do on ourselves before we could even have a successful relationship. So when that point in my life came to a head, I had a decision to make. And the therapist, luckily, the person that we had hired, he was well known in our area as being one of the best therapists for relationships, for people trying to make their marriages work. He had a very high success rate. It's why we, you know, asked around and found this person. We wanted to go to the best, and that's what we got. But this person, I mean, he helped us kind of separate and come to the conclusion that we weren't the right fit. We weren't a part of his success rate, you know, to put it bluntly. But he asked me a question. He said, "Hey, you know, obviously you have a lot of anger in your life. Obviously that's holding you back from becoming a person of happiness, the person that you've told me that you want to be. And so I want to extend an invitation to you to continue to work with me, even though the marriage is over. It's not going to work out. You guys have decided to part ways." And I accepted that. You know, he told me, he said, you know, one thing that research shows is that, you know, in order to really become a different person, we have to think differently. In order to think differently, naturally, we have to rewire our brains to think naturally and differently. You know, it's like that old saying of insanity, right? Like, you keep doing the same things over and over again and expecting a different result is just insanity. You have to think different to be different. But research shows that it takes 3 to 5 years to rewire your brain to think different thoughts. That was kind of a daunting reality. You know, it was kind of a hard thing to swallow. Like, do I really want to commit the next 3 to 5 years of my life going to this therapist, spending this money, doing the work that he's given me to do in order to really become a different person? But that's really the difference between people that, one, won't accept therapy or hire a coach or hire a mentor. I mean, at the end of the day, these are professionals that their job is to help hold us accountable to stay on the mission of the person that we want to become. That's the power of mentoring and coaching and getting someone like a therapist. A lot of times I tell people, like, man, my therapist that I hired back in 2008 was my first coach. That was my first mentor. He reminded me constantly of, like, when I wanted to quit, when I wanted to give up, when I didn't think it was worth it, that, like, remember, man, you told me in the beginning that you don't want to be this person. You want to be happy. You want to have fulfilling relationships in your life with somebody when you find that person. With your children as you grow with them. You want to create great people in your family. You want your children to be great leaders. You want them to be great people. You want to be great influences in the world. So you had to remind me of those things several times for me to stay on the mission. But one thing that I want to jump into with you guys about developing self-awareness is I want to explain to you a couple of the methods that he taught me in this 3 to 5 years of rewiring. And I did go to him for a full 5 years. I still check in with him once in a while. I still drop my kids off to him to work on them as well when they're going through things. And it's something that I kind of hit a wall. I'm like, hey, man, like, maybe this is something that's more at a level that I should take to a professional. I should take to Steve, my therapist. And so I've taken my kids to him over these last couple years even. Me and my wife have gone to see him. Me and my wife still go to another therapist that she's picked out, you know, like, this is not something that you should ever be ashamed of. But he taught me a couple things in therapy that have really stuck with me. And it did require a lot of work. But I want to share one of those things with you guys, because at the end of the day, these are the things that he taught me that helped me develop more accountability in my life, which led to more awareness in my life, which helped me execute in my life, in my business, in my relationships to become the person that I am now. I'm nowhere near where I want to be. There's still these areas in my life that I constantly want to improve. But because I've had the heightened awareness in the levels or in the areas, if I'm at a different level of heightened awareness, I'm able to constantly stay aware of what I need to be doing in order to continue to level up as a person. I realize that we are all a work in progress until the day we die. The first thing I want to talk to you guys about is this method he taught me. Okay, and I shit you not, you guys, this required a lot of work, but I actually did the work. Okay, now this method is called the ABCDE method by a guy named Dr. Ellis. Okay, now this method is interesting. Okay, he printed out a paper that had ABCDE on it, and he gave it to me. He said, go make copies of this, and when you run out, make more copies of it, because this is what we're going to be doing for the next several years in order for you to think differently. You see, at the end of the day, we have to be responsible for our actions. We have to always seek out where we're accountable. We also have to be accountable for our thoughts that lead to those actions. And if our feelings are created because of our thoughts, we even have to be accountable for our feelings, that we are in control of those things. And if we're not in control of those things, we have to take accountability for that. And so that's basically a point that I had to get to in order to do this exercise. And so I did it. I committed to it. But basically what it was is this paper was ABCDE method. I would have to go home every day. And when I had a fit of anger or I had emotions that caused a reaction that I wasn't happy with, I had to go through and I had to walk through these steps. Now, the A stands for activating event, where basically you would write down what was the activating event today. The B stood for belief. What was the initial belief that you chose during this activating event? That belief is what caused the consequence. That's what C stands for. What are the consequences of that initial belief? How did it make you feel? What were the feelings that it caused? What were the behaviors and actions that were created because of that initial belief? So you'd walk through, you'd write down what those consequences were. After you did that analysis of the ABC method, you would now jump into the D and the E, where you would now dispute that initial belief. That's what D stands for, is the dispute portion of the method. You would have to enter in a new belief. And then the E is the effect. What is the effect of the new belief? How did that change your state? And this is something that you go through over and over and over again. So every day I'd come home, if I had a moment that I was upset, maybe it was a fight with the ex-wife, fighting over the kids, custody, money, child support, alimony, whatever the hell, right? I would allow a lot of these conversations to create anger, for me to fly off the handle, for me to say things that I probably shouldn't have said, things that weren't productive. They weren't productive for me, and they obviously weren't productive for the person that I was projecting them at. Could be as simple as something cutting you off in traffic, throwing up your finger, flipping them off, yelling at them, whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, it might sound silly or might sound like a lot of work, but that's the difference in really becoming a different person, is who's willing to do the work. Who's willing to do the work in order to rewire your brain? We hear this all the time from different experts and gurus that you got to rewire who you are to get a different result. But the problem is, like, people don't actually know how to do that. And I'm living proof that by actually doing the work, despite how monotonous it is, despite how unappealing it is, that you can't pop out the other side. You can utilize the new version of you to create a better business, a better culture within your business, a better partnerships, better relationships with your employees. And when you create those things, you're obviously going to have a much different result in the success that you have with your business. Same thing at home with your wife or your husband or your children. What kind of people do you want them to be? It's true. You have to rewire who you are in order to have a different result, in order to break that cycle that we all want to break from the shit that we were fed in our upbringing. You know, that's one thing that I always tell people. I'm like, look, man, we have a choice in everything. The choices that we make are so powerful in who we are. But the area that you did not have a choice was in your upbringing. You didn't get to choose your programming. You didn't get to choose the way that you were raised by your parents, by the people that raised you. But now you're an adult. Now you do have a choice. Do you have enough humility to start making different choices? And do you have enough humility to admit that, you know, maybe you're not the person that you really want to be? Maybe you're not the person that's attracting success to your life or abundance or fulfillment. Now that you're an adult, you have to realize that you are responsible. You are accountable for everything that happens in your life, even the choices that you make. The thoughts, the feelings, the reactions, the emotions that you create, you're accountable for those things. So that was a powerful thing. And then walking through this ABCDE method over and over and over, I had probably the biggest gains the first year that I did this. For a solid year, I'd come home, I'd do at least 1 to 5 different sheets, okay? Depending on how many times I had these activating events in that day. I was a pissed off person. I had a chip on my shoulder. Do I still get pissed off? Yeah, absolutely. Do I still mess up? 100%. But if you knew me then versus the person that I am now, you would 100% agree with me that the work that I did in this method definitely changed who I was. It definitely rewired the brain to think differently naturally. Obviously, you'd have to ask the people in my life, like my ex-wife, my current wife, my business partners who I've known for a long time, who I've been with since 2006. They've seen the shift in me. They've highlighted this shift in me. And those are some of the best compliments that I've ever had. So to give you guys kind of a couple examples of like what an activating event might be is, you know, a bad relationship with a spouse or a partner. Shit, maybe you get pissed off because your kid's in sports and the coach won't play your kid, right? And you just, it pisses you off to the point you want to go out and have this huge confrontation with them. You know, I've had those moments, right? Like, damn, why aren't you playing my kid, man? This ain't fair. That's the problem is people think that life's got to be fair all the time. When it's not fair, they get pissed off. They have these reactions, right? Causes them to do things that they don't want to do or they shouldn't do, which causes a negative effect in their life. Shit, maybe in your business, a client leaves a bad review. Let's walk through that a little bit. Client leaves a bad review. Your initial belief is, what the hell? This isn't true. Like maybe a salesperson or a person in your fulfillment, you know, gave you their side of the story. You instantly believe that side of the story. And so you go in full defense mode, right? Then you jump online, you respond to this event, this review, you know, and you just kind of go ham on this person, right? You point out all the shit that's wrong with them and how they shouldn't have left a review and how that affects your company. That response to the review might cause other people to see that response to your review. That might put a bad image on your company the way you responded to that. Was it the most professional? Did you really get all the details? Did you hear the customer's side versus the employee's side? Was it something that you did wrong? Was it something that you could have done better? And that's exactly what this method is for, man. When you have these events to where you know that that's a regretful event that's going to cost you or hurt you or your business or your family or whatever. That's an opportunity to now walk through a method like this. See, in that scenario, like I would go home and I would say, okay, hey, this was the activating event. Like a client left me a bad review. Instant belief was, oh man, this is going to really affect me and my business. Now I'm pissed off and this customer is wrong and we were right. We did everything we were supposed to do and blah, 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 right? That's the initial belief. Which then caused the consequence. The consequence was, you know, I lost my shit. I responded negatively. I yelled at that customer. I called them up. I responded publicly on that review for now everybody to see at the type of person that I am and now the person that possibly a lot of people won't want to do business with. Then you have the opportunity to insert and dispute the initial belief that you had about that activating event. And by disputing that belief, you're able to walk through some different scenarios. What could I have done differently? How could I have handled this differently? Maybe this customer did have a bad experience with my company. Maybe I did do something wrong. Maybe I could take accountability for that. And then you get to feel a different effect. Okay, how does that calm you down? Where do you feel your anger? Has it subsided? What are the actions now you can take to go correct that situation in a more professional way so that next time you're more equipped for it? So walking through something as simple as this ABCDE method over and over and over again in many areas of your life allows you to rewire your brain. Consistency, action over long periods of time is what creates the result. That's naturally how you rewire your brain. Now, one thing that I've noticed is as I practice this over and over and over, what I'm doing in the D and the E process where I'm disputing those initial beliefs and I'm walking through things that I could have done differently, and I'm taking accountability not only for my actions and those consequences for the consequent portion of the method, but what I'm doing is I'm now identifying more areas of my life where I can apply this, which is then naturally developing more awareness in my life. A lot of people, as I've told them over the years, like, look, man, I really believe that practicing accountability through a method like this, practicing where I can be accountable over and over and over again, is one of the things that I feel like has helped me develop more awareness. And people are like, well, don't you kind of need to be aware of an issue before you can actually work on it? Yeah, absolutely. But when you practice accountability and you do that over and over and over again, it's going to help you bring up more awareness in your life of more areas, other areas where you can actually work on you. So that's just a few examples. But I do remember another method. And my therapist, he was really good at helping me identify some of these things, right? Like he was always really good in how he challenged me or asked questions to help me understand what I could be doing differently. help me find the answers to what I could do to work on myself. And I remember he would often say, why ask why? Is that productive? Is that forward thinking or is that thinking in the past? So he explained the power to me clear back then of what questions versus why questions. And he would challenge me to start asking more what questions in my life versus why questions. Instead of asking why me, ask what can I do different? It's obviously a lot of power in that. Why do you want to stay in that why me phase? We all do self-analysis, but is the self-analysis that you're doing productive? Is it productive for you to ask why? Why me? Why this? Why that? Or is it more productive in your self-analysis to ask what? What can I do different? What can I do better? What is it in me that allows this to affect me? So I've been writing a book over the last year. You guys have heard me talk a lot about that as well in the podcast. And as I do this, and I reflect back on this phase of my life where I've went through all this with my therapist, I start doing a little more research because I want to put really good information in this book. I want it to be the best of me in this book, right? And so I'm doing a little bit of research and I found this cool video on YouTube. I went in and I typed in like what versus why questions. And it didn't really bring a whole lot up. So then I type in what versus why questions in developing self-awareness. And I found this really cool video by a gal named Tasha Yurich. And she is a part of a research team all around this method of what questions versus why questions. And I do highly recommend anybody to go onto YouTube, find Tasha Yurich and find this TEDx talk that she gave. It's not very long. It's only like 20 minutes. And it breaks down a lot of great examples of how this is effective. A lot of the research that they've done, she breaks down that off the research they've done, they literally did thousands of interviews of people just trying to find people that truly were highly self-aware people and how it affects their lives and how they can create more of it and what the difference is between the average people versus the actually really aware people. They did research on thousands of studies over the years all around self-awareness. So what they did is they created this system to really identify the more aware people. And then they kind of identify what they do differently versus the other people that aren't very self-aware, but think they are. And in fact, she breaks down that out of all the people that they had interviewed, the thousands of people they interviewed, 95% of those people thought that they were self-aware people, that they did have a heightened level of self-awareness, when in reality, they were not. Only about 5% of all the people that they interviewed met the criteria of they are highly self-aware people. The biggest correlation after these thousands of people and these thousands of studies was people who asked what versus why. So go check that out. Go check out her video. She breaks it down in a lot more detail, a lot better than I could regurgitate to you guys. But the power is in the what questions. And to give you guys some examples before we wrap this up, these are just some quick examples that I came up with for this episode. But, you know, for example, you know, people who ask why, some of the why questions that you might have in your life is, you know, why do I get the shittiest employees? Like, is that a productive question? Why? Why am I getting all the shitty employees? Why can't I find great people to work for me? Why can't I find self-motivated people? Why can't I find self-reliant people? Why can't I find, dependable people? Why sit there and ask why? Just like my therapist used to say, why ask why, man? That's not productive. Ask what? What could I be doing? So a more productive question to yourself and your self-analysis would be, what is it that I'm doing to attract these shitty people? Or what is it in the culture that I've created that's allowing these people to be half-assers? What can I do different in my culture to get people to be more productive, to be more self-reliant? Am I more productive? Am I self-reliant? Listen, if I'm a shitty person, I'm going to have a shitty culture. Your culture is a direct reflection of you. So why ask why? Maybe ask what? What can I do different? What can I do different in my culture to create better people in my company? To attract better people? I'm going to tell you right now, if you create better people within your culture, those people are going to create an opportunity to bring on better people into your culture because the right people will want to become a part of that culture. That's the power of investing into your culture, but you got to be a better you in order to do that. And that's the power of asking questions like what versus why. Why are all my friends deadbeats? Maybe you ask yourself that. Why do I keep surrounding myself with these shitty people? Maybe you could ask some what questions. What is it in me that I feel more comfortable around these lower vibrating individuals? What could I start doing to create new friendships? What can I start working on in my life to separate from these people and attract better people. That what question's quite a bit more productive than just sitting around asking, why me? Why is it that my partner and I are never on the same page? Is that a productive question to ask? Why doesn't he agree with me? Why does he think his ideas are better than mine? Why doesn't he listen to my ideas? Is that productive self-analysis? I don't think so. I feel like something more productive would be, what are some areas I can give on to be better in this relationship? What are some areas I can give on to be more on the same page with my partner? And this works in your marriages. This works with the relationships with your kids. This works in the relationships with your business partners. It's a more productive question. Hell, even in this video, when you guys go watch it, and I hope you do, of Tasha's video, she breaks down how even in cancer patients that they interviewed, they found that more people with more self-awareness ask these what questions versus why questions. One of the most natural questions you could ask yourself, you get diagnosed with cancer. One of the most common questions you're going to ask is, why me? But the study showed that these cancer patients that they interviewed, they all said, like, when I asked why me, it just felt like a death sentence. A prison sentence, a mental prison. Instead, the people that asked, what is important to me for the remainder of my life? What is important to me to discover some meaning in the time that I got left on this earth? Not only did those people live out more fulfilling last days of their life, but more of those people actually became cancer-free because it's powerful. It's powerful to shift your focus by asking what questions versus why questions. One's looking in the rearview mirror, one's looking ahead. And so I challenge all of you that listen to this episode, where can you ask more what questions in your life versus why questions? And start practicing it. Maybe this ABCDE method isn't for you. Hell, it worked great for me, doing the work over and over and over and over again for years. Practicing these methods helped me develop a heightened awareness of other areas that I could be productive in my life. It helped me take accountability in my life of what I could do different, how I could control my thoughts, which controls my feelings and my emotions, which also controls my actions. And when you can start taking accountability for your thoughts and reverse engineer the way that you're wired, it's pretty natural that you do that long enough. You start thinking the way you choose to think, a more productive way, but you're going to have a different result over time. Rewiring is the key. Developing self-awareness so that you can constantly identify where you can do things differently to be more productive is the key to a more fulfilling life. So that's my hope, is that some people will listen to this, it will resonate with them, it will challenge you to start thinking more what versus why. That, my friends, is the power of adopting the what versus why self-analysis process. And I appreciate everybody that listens into our podcast, everybody that listens to us, everybody that resonates with us, vibes with us. And at the end of the day, like Trev and I always say, drop a review, rate us, share some love. If this helps you, share it with somebody. Hopefully it'll help them as well. But at the end of the day, I appreciate every single one of you guys. We love this community. We love where it's moving towards. We love what it's turning into. And we know that it's you guys that listen in. It's you guys that love us and share some love with us and rate us and review us. That's getting it out to more people, which is allowing us to obviously help instill different methods in people to help level up their lives. That's all we get out of this. All we get out of this is people reaching out and saying, hey man, that really helped me. Hey man, I discovered some areas I could execute to start leveling up my business. The same way that we've had people that we've aspired to be like, that we've looked up to, that we've put in work to get at their levels, is the same thing that we want for everybody that listens into this podcast, is, hey man, we just want to reach down and help people bring up people up to our level in their businesses, in their lives. We want to see people create happiness and abundance. That's it. So to wrap this up, thank you guys for listening in. We appreciate every single one of you guys. And until the next episode, peace out.